The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Now the steal is made. Uncontested layup, Katie Klingelhoffer puts it up and in. First bucket for Katie, 7 in a row for Amherst.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, Ogallala, and the host Broncos. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
On the right elbow, Holtmeyer swings, set up play for a three. Lease in the left-hand corner, no good. Offensive rebound, all alone, is going to be Brian Hoosman, and he'll put it up and in. And that is now 7 in a row, but the Stars are up by 10.
The holiday break is over, and each team is looking to be victorious, ending their 2012 schedule. It's the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Amherst High School. It is time for the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament, and what a couple of games we have to start off the afternoon as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. And between the four squads, girls and boys, only one loss for all four of these teams, and that came by the St. Pat's boys to Valentine. Up first, a battle of unbeaten girls teams, the 7-0 Lady Irish and the 8-0 Lady Stars. Then later today at 5 o'clock, Amherst will play their doubleheader against Ogallala, and Amherst has the better record, but they're really stepping up in class. In fact, Amherst, who for a while was a C2 school, has slid down to the top of D2 when it comes to basketball. So there is a lot more range in this basketball tournament than there used to be. It used to just be basically a C2 tournament. That's even when Kearney Catholic was C2, but now it ranges from a C1 to a D2, and we'll see who can come out of this tomorrow with the championship. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the tip-off in just a little bit, but first the starting lineups after this timeout.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Amherst High School. I want to thank Athletic Director Ron Evans and all the folks here, as always, for their hospitality. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, as we take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For North Platte St. Pat's, number 12 is a 5'4" senior, Mandy O'Malley. Number 22 is a 5'9" senior, Sam Byrne. Number 24, 5'8" senior, is Brooke Boucher. She's a transfer in from Maxwell, and Coach Steinke says she can shoot the basketball. And number 34 is a 5'11" senior, Shelby Alberry. Number 50, 6'3" junior, Brittany Lawrence, who has committed to play college volleyball at Creighton. Now, for Shelby Alberry, she is the leading scorer on this team. And for Brittany Lawrence, she is second on this ball club that likes to get the ball inside but can always shoot it from the outside. Head coach is Nathan Steinke, assisted by Brad Braithwaite and Cheryl Braithwaite. Right now, they are 7-0 on the season, and they were ranked number 5 in the preseason Class C2 rankings. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Number 11, 5'6" senior, is Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5" sophomore, is Allie Prasoski. Number 25, 6'1 senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1 senior, is Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51 is 6' senior, Megan Anderson. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fajeda. Kearney Catholic is 8-0 on the season. They are ranked 6th in the Omaha World Herald, 4th in the Lincoln Journal Star. Those are still preseason rankings. The updated rankings will be released by both papers, of course, at the first of the year. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We're back with more in a moment.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Been listening to the new Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. We'll tip it off right after this timeout.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
The New Tech Seed pregame show is brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers. As we are ready to tip it off between Brittany Lawrence, jumping center for North Platte St. Pat's, and Bailey Sokolowski for Kearney Catholic. And we are ready to go. Bacon, Higgins, and Langan are the officials. The opening tap is slapped around a little bit, and it goes off a foot picked up by North Platte St. Pat's. So they will wear their dark green jerseys with the gold trim, the home white, with the gold and green trim for Kearney Catholic, who extends a 2-3 zone defense here to start this basketball game out. St. Pat's throws around this, tries to lob it backside. They do, but they're underneath the hoop, so not much of a chance at a shot, which comes up short that time by Sam Byrne, and Michaela Mestel will get the rebound. Stars want to run. They get it to Theron Baum down low. She faces a taller player in Brittany Lawrence, who puts it over the top and in. This will be one of the few times that Kearney Catholic will face somebody this season that actually has some players that can match up to them in height. And now North Platte St. Pat's, taking the ball out of bounds, steps over the end line and will turn it over. So Kearney Catholic will inbound it. Anderson at the high post left side, gives it to Prasoski on the right wing. Back to the left to Anderson, comes in, shot blocked by Lawrence. Brittany with her first block. And here comes St. Pat's. The Irish run the ball into the front court here with Mandy O'Malley. A lot of these girls played on this ball club last year, most of them know what's going on, and a very good test. They played a couple of teams that are 6-1 and 6-2, and they've beaten them all as the Stars are really pressuring the ball out front, and St. Pat's throws it away, trying to get it to Boucher. They throw it over her head and out of bounds. Again, a reminder, today's high school basketball, not only here on ESPN Radio, but on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And you also have the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. A three-pointer in the corner by Theron Baum is no good. Rebound brought down underneath by Allie Prasoski. Shot back up, it's no good. Rebound to Shelby Alberry. And here comes St. Pat's. 2-0 Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski dives on the floor going for the steal, didn't quite get it. St. Pat's had numbers, and then they didn't utilize it. Instead of going inside, they threw it back out, and Sokolowski got off the floor and deflected the pass out of bounds. So a mistake there by the Irish. They had Sokolowski laying on the floor out at midcourt and didn't do anything about it. O'Malley has it in the left-hand corner to Alberry. Tries to lob it down to Lawrence. She has it. Her shot in traffic is up and in. Brittany had Baum and Sokolowski trying to block her shot, but she's able to fight through and get the bucket. Now Theron Baum takes it in. Got Lawrence in the air. Puts it up over the top of her. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Alberry. And here comes St. Pat's. Long outlet pass to O'Malley in the front court. Tries it on the left wing. Down low to Lawrence. The ball will be deflected away by Baum and out of bounds. Again, Kearney Catholic puts their two guards, Mestel and Prasoski, up front. They cover a lot of ground. And you've got three gals that are 6'1 or taller in Sokolowski, Baum, and Anderson down low. Inbounds pass comes to Alberry. Quick shot is blocked out of there by Theron Baum. Fast break Mestel. Mestel gets tied up, hits the deck, no call. And the ball is picked up by O'Malley, who needs some help on the baseline. Finds a little room and dribbles out of there. Still being accosted by Prasoski, and we'll get our first foul of the game. It's going to be on Allie Prasoski. First foul on either team. 2-2, 5:46 to go here in the first quarter. And St. Pat's will throw it in. High post, Baum goes for the steal, knocks it away, but it goes right into the hands of Boucher. Three-pointer on the way, O'Malley. It's off the iron and no good. Headed out of bounds. Nobody can grab it. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. Again, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, this is their second day. So in the consolation girls game, Loup City 17, Overton 15. And that game is currently on Classic Hits 98.9. Stars throw over the top of the pressure. Anderson's open, 15-footer right corner, no good. Theron Baum, offensive rebound, puts it up and is fouled. And it looks like it'll be on Lawrence. Brittany with the first foul of the game on North Platte St. Pat's. And Theron Baum will shoot our first free throws of the game. She has the only Kearney Catholic bucket so far. And the first free throw is up and it is in. 3-2, Kearney Catholic, 5:25 to go here in the first quarter of play. Second free throw is up and it is in. So Theron hits them both. Stars are up by a score of 4-2, putting on backcourt pressure with a 2-2-1 zone trap. Dribbling to the right is Sam Byrne across the timeline. She tries to tight rope the sideline and does. Gets all the way into the corner and her bounce pass goes through the legs of Lawrence and is taken away by Prasoski. Third turnover for the Irish. Kearney Catholic to Mestel. Spots up for a three in transition. It's nothing but net. Michaela Mestel with the first three-pointer of the ball game. And now backcourt pressure forces another St. Pat's turnover as they knock the ball off the Irish leg. Their fourth turnover, Kearney Catholic basketball. Take it out underneath their own hoop. Find Theron Baum. Wide open layup. Good. 6 points for Theron, and Kearney Catholic now has scored 7 in a row, and they are up by a score of 9-2. Trying to throw over the pressure. It goes over the head of Alberry. Another turnover. Kearney Catholic gets it to Prasoski. She forces the issue. Her shot no good. All green jerseys underneath to get the rebound, and it'll be Mandy O'Malley to pick it up. Then the ball is stolen away by Mestel. She'll score, and she is fouled. Michaela Mestel gets her second bucket of the ball game, has a chance at a three-point play. And just in the last minute here, the pressure really getting to the Irish. And Anna O'Malley will check in. And Coach Steinke says, we need a timeout. The foul was called on O'Malley, and that'll be her first. So with just under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 11-2 Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
4:37 to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic up 11-2, and Michaela Mestel with a free throw on the back end of a three-point play puts it up and in. So Mestel and Baum each have 6 points, and the Stars are up 10 against undefeated St. Pat's, not even 3.5 minutes into the ball game. Alberry with a basketball in the backcourt, turns and hands it off to Anna O'Malley. O'Malley trying to get across the timeline and does, runs right into Anderson and then stepped out of bounds. St. Pat's, 5 turnovers here in the last minute. They can't get the ball across the timeline now, and the Stars smell the blood in the water. Across the timeline, Mestel, long pass over the top of the pressure to Anderson. Anderson, one dribble on the wing to Prasoski. She's open, dribbles, kicks it to Anderson, open 9-footer, clanks off the iron, no good. Theron Baum gets the rebound. There's a whistle underneath, and it's on Brittany Lawrence. So nothing going right now for St. Pat's. Not only are they down 10, but their post presence in the middle. Brittany Lawrence has picked up her second foul here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mestel's jumper on the baseline is no good. Lawrence will pull down the rebound. Then they call a tie-up with Theron Baum, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will take it out underneath their own hoop here with 4:06 to go in the first quarter, already up 12-2. Set a three in the corner for Mestel. She puts the three up. It's too strong. Rebound by Mandy O'Malley. And off to the races is St. Pat's, but the numbers aren't there. Anna O'Malley will swing it left side to Alberry. To the high post they go to Byrne. Byrne is triple teamed, has to step through, takes it to the hole, and she gets whacked by Bailey Sokolowski. The foul on Sokolowski will be her first and the second on the Stars. And St. Pat's now has a chance to get some more points on the board from the free throw line. Sam Byrne to shoot two, and the first one is on the way, and it's no good. Real quick, put that free throw up. And now checking into the ball game for Kearney Catholic will be Shayla Connor, and also Whitney Colling will come in. Second free throw now for Byrne. And it is on the way, and it skips out. No good. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum. That's her fourth. And the Stars will bring the ball up the floor with Mestel. Takes it to the left wing to Baum. Baum, double team, gets it inside. Mestel finds a seam. 10-footer is up and in. Stars are shooting the ball extremely well here in the first quarter. They are now up 14-2 in a surprise start to this basketball game, because they are giving St. Pat's all kinds of fits in the backcourt. They can't throw over the press. They are not quick enough. The ball is stolen away by Mestel, and a foul called on Sam Byrne trying to get it back. Unofficially, turnovers in the first quarter, St. Pat's 8, Kearney Catholic 0, and we still have 3:22 to go here in the first quarter. Stars are up 14-2. Mestel will throw it in, dumps it into the near corner to Theron Baum, drives the baseline, fires a bullet inside to Sokolowski. She hit the rim on the way up. Ball is fought for in the lane. We're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of St. Pat's. Coming off the bottom of the pile with it is Mandy O'Malley. 3:13 to go here in the first quarter. KXPN, Kearney, KICS, Hastings. Breaking the press this time as O'Malley got it down to Lawrence underneath. Lawrence has her shot blocked by Theron Baum. Baum did exactly what she was supposed to. Stood flat-footed, put her hands in the air, and now a jump ball in the arrow to Kearney Catholic. So that is what North Platte St. Pat's is used to scoring on every time. Once that Lawrence gets it in the paint, she scores. But not today. She has the only bucket for St. Pat's. As the ball gets into the paint, we've got a whistle for another foul. And this is going to be on Mandy O'Malley, her second. So the Irish now with 5 fouls, and Bailey Sokolowski to go to the line and shoot two. Stars look very fluid out there so far. The free throw is good. 15-2, Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is going to roll off no good, and Lawrence will grab her second rebound of the game. Outlet pass into the front court to Anna O'Malley. Back up top they go to Boucher. Swings it over to O'Malley. Three-pointer on the way off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Colling. Whitney will bring the ball up the floor herself. Stop at midcourt. Swing it over to Sokolowski. Stops and fires a long three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound is long, and there's Colling to pick up another one. Stars get a second chance. Sokolowski, top of the key, gets it to the cutter, which is Connor. She's in the land of the Giants. Kicks it out of the corner to Mestel. Mestel drives baseline. Stops, puts it up over the top of Lawrence. It spins out. No good. Rebound brought down by Albury. And St. Pat's is winning the battle of the boards, but there haven't been that many misses in the game. Pressure is on. The Irish break the press. They now have a two-on-two. O'Malley gets it down to Lawrence, kicks it back out for a three-pointer voucher. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound comes out to Lawrence. Another chance here. And as O'Malley tries to drive, Connor is a little too handsy, and he'll call the foul on Shayla Connor, her first, and the team's third. Now Megan Anderson comes back in for Kearney Catholic, and here's Morgan Studi for the first time. For the Irish, Sam Byrne returns after a breather. So you've got both O'Malleys along with Byrne, Boucher, and Lawrence. Albury with a breather. Skip pass to O'Malley on the right side. Sokolowski blocks the shot from behind, but there is a foul. And it's going to be on Megan Anderson. Megan, who was defending her, commits the foul. Sokolowski, who swung around from behind, blocked the shot. But two free throws are coming up now for Anna O'Malley. And the first one is on the way, and it is no good. 0-3 from the line as well here for St. Pat's. So if you were handed a stat sheet of this first quarter so far, you could get pretty close to what the score is. Second free throw, it's no good. And the rebound is tipped out long. It goes out of bounds off of St. Pat's. Well, you look at this basketball team that is 7-0, and I think they just got slapped in the face, and they just haven't recovered here to start this basketball game. Are the Irish? They need to settle down because they are now down 15-2. And in the backcourt, a travel going to be called on Kearney Catholic. That'll be their first turnover of the game compared to 8 for the Irish. Again, don't forget basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. The Loop City Overton girls are currently playing, and then it'll be the Centura at Overton boys. Here's a three-pointer, Albury from the corner up and in. And that breaks the long drought here for St. Pat's. The Stars have scored 13 in a row, and Albury knocks down the three with a minute 30 to go in the first quarter. Now Colling to the other end. She'll put up the 8-foot runner and hit it. Whitney, a very good shooter, just not as tall as some of the other gals when she tries to take it into the paint. Up top, O'Malley. Anna gives it to Mandy. High post. Byrne drives in, runs into the height, but still puts it up and in. So back-to-back buckets here for St. Pat's. 17-7 Stars. A minute 5 to go here in the first quarter. Irish try to put on some pressure. The Stars handle it. Calling across the timeline to Sokolowski. Pulls up from 12. It's the jumper. 3 points for Bailey. 19-7. Both teams want to press. Both teams want to run. Right now the Stars are just doing it a little bit better. They've forced more turnovers. With the Irish not scoring, they couldn't press. Into the corner, Albury tries for another three. Connor going to be called for the foul. Connor thought she blocked the shot, but instead it's going to be three free throws here. Albury trying to nail back-to-back threes from the same spot. Albury to the line to shoot three, and the first one is no good. Oh, my. 0-5 from the line in the first quarter for St. Pat's. Connor just picked up her second foul. Second free throw is up, and it's no good. Now, mass substitutions coming in, nobody that we haven't seen before. Stars lead calling in, and they bring in everybody else, Prasoski, Mestel, Baum, and Anderson. Third free throw by Albury. No good. 0-7 from the line in this first quarter, and the rebound brought down by Theron Baum, her fifth. Stars down to Colling, who wastes no time hitting the short jumper. 21-7, Kearney Catholic. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Irish trying to get the ball across the timeline. Long pass over to Boucher. She has a seam, drives in, bounce pass underneath to Albury. And her shot blocked from behind by Megan Anderson. The loose ball is picked up by O'Malley. Mandy for three hits it. Well, it all worked out for the best for St. Pat's. Still plenty of time, 10 seconds here for the Stars. For Prasoski, right corner, tries to lob it inside, finds Anderson. She'll lay it up and in. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 23 and North Platte St. Pat's 10 in a battle of unbeatens here at the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We'll be back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers...
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Doug Duda back with you here at Amherst in a quarter that went just about as well as Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie could have wanted in this battle of unbeatens against a St. Pat's team that has given the Stars trouble over the years. And they lead it 23-10 after one quarter of play. And outside of being out-rebounded by one, they've dominated almost every other statistical category. Second quarter begins, and St. Pat's will get the basketball with a long three. O'Malley drains it. Mandy O'Malley fired one up from the hip. And the third three here for the Irish. They cut it to 10, 23-13. Big number was turnovers and free throws in that first quarter. St. Pat's had 8 turnovers. Kearney Catholic had 1. Free throws, St. Pat's was 0 of 7. And Mestel drives and a foul called here. She'll go to the line, and the foul will be called on Sam Byrne. That'll be her second, and Mestel will go to the line. She's 1 of 1, has 8 points. The Stars were 4 of 5 at the free throw line in the first quarter. This free throw is short. 8 points for Mestel leads the way, 6 for Theron Baum, 4 for Whitney Collin. 6 now for Mandy O'Malley to lead St. Pat. Second free throw is up, and it is in. For Mestel, so she gets 1 of 2, and that'll make it 24-13. Kearney Catholic, whose backcourt pressure has given the Irish all sorts of fits in this basketball game. Loop City leading the Overton girls at the end of 3, 34-22. Ravenna Holiday Tournament on. Classic hits, 98-9. Ball deflected, picked up by Mestel. One-on-one to the other end. The left-handed layup spins in. 11 points now for Michaela Mestel. 26-13, equaling the largest lead here of the game for the Stars. St. Pat's at the backcourt. Boucher needs some help. Able to fight through the defense and get it to O'Malley. Mandy over on the right wing to Byrne. Back up top to Boucher. Uses her dribble. Now gets it knocked away. Grabs it back. Dribbles to the left elbow to Albury. 4-3. It's off the back of the iron. No good. They'd made 3 in a row until that missed 3. And Mestel will grab the long board. Into the corner, there's Prasoski for 3, and she'll nail it. Allie with her first bucket of the ball game, and it is a 16-point Star lead, 29-13. Into the front court for the Irish, Albury. Pass knocked away again by Mestel. Colling picks it up. Long pass down to Michaela. Uncontested layup is good, and a timeout by North Platte St. Pat's. Man, this is as good as Kearney Catholic's girls have looked probably since they've won the state championship. They are up 31-13 with 6:12 to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a break and be back in a minute.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to Amherst. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as the Irish have had to use their second time out. And now they're called for a walk in the front court, picking up the pivot foot that time. That is turnover number 11 for the Irish. Kearney Catholic up by 18, 31-13. And we've got all kinds of ball game left. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter in a battle of undefeated basketball teams. In the middle, there is Sokolowski. She takes it at Lawrence with two fouls, and Brittany will block the shot and take it away. Up to O'Malley. They run the floor. Pull up Boucher from nine. No good. Backside rebound. Theron Baum has her sixth. And now the Stars push it up the floor with Prasoski. Top of the circle. Gives it to the trailer. Theron Baum fakes the three. Drives in. One-hand jumper over Lawrence is no good. Offensive rebound. Anderson off the glass and in. Second bucket for Megan Anderson. And the route is on. 33-13. And now Sokolowski trying to make a steal in the backcourt. Came over the back. And Bailey will commit her second personal foul. Each team now with six fouls. And the Irish will take the ball out at midcourt. Outside of hitting three threes, they have not been able to do anything. They have just two 2-point field goals as Sokolowski gets another steal out around midcourt, tries to go coast to coast, but O'Malley pops it out of her hands just as she goes in for the layup. It'll still be Kearney Catholic ball. Stars have been waiting to be challenged. It's no secret that their last couple of games had not been much of a challenge, and they came out and met the challenge here as the shot by Connor is no good. Rebound is brought down by the Irish. Sam Byrne on the outlet pass. Prasoski is going to be called for a reach-in foul. So the Stars do have a few players with two fouls in Connor and Prasoski and Sokolowski, and that will send Shelby Alberry to the line. She's 0 of 3 at the line, and as a team, the Irish an unthinkable 0 of 7. So Kolaski will check out. Mestel will come in. And the front end of the 1-1 is off the front of the rim, and it rolled in. It didn't want to, but it did. Get in there. And Colling now checks in for Prasoski for the Stars. Second free throw, Alberry. That one's right through there. So 5 points now for Alberry, the leading scorer for the Irish. And it's 33-15. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Left elbow bomb right back to Mestel. Three-pointer is on the way. Little short, no good. Connor got the rebound in traffic, put it up. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Byrne. Up the floor come the Irish. Underneath O'Malley, and Anna, all 5-4 of her, lays it up and in. Found a little bit of a seam there. Stars want to run. They're not wasting any time. Theron Baum left baseline, takes it at Brittany Lawrence. Oh, they just called a ticky-tack third foul on Lawrence. Now, Coach Steinke has left her in there the whole time. And Lawrence just got dinged with her third foul. And that will be a 1-1 for Theron Baum. She's 2 of 2, has 6 points, and the free throw is up. And it is too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Sam Byrne. Her outlet pass is deflected out of bounds. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have Coach Don Leese with us to preview the boys' game, which the Star boys are undefeated. St. Pat's has just one loss. We'll also give you the first half stats, updates from what's going on in Ravenna, and more as the Irish are called for a walk. Their 13th turnover compared to just one for Kearney Catholic. Action begins here tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with the consolation games. We'll tell you more about that as the day progresses. The championship games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 as Colling goes in, has her shot partially blocked. She comes back down with it and it's called for a travel. Good defense over there by Sam Byrne for the Irish. Tomorrow's championship games again will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Consolation, if Amherst or Kearney Catholic are in those, will be on ESPN. And here's Connor reaching in, and Shayla picks up her third foul. So another 1-1, and it's Shelby Alberry, who hit a couple just a moment ago. Here comes Morgan Studi in. Prasoski, Sokolowski, Baum, and Mestel, along with Studi on the floor for the Star. Front of the 1-1 for Shelby Alberry is good. 33-18 Stars. But the last five have come from the Irish. Second free throw is up, and it's in. So six in a row from the Irish. They've cut the 20-point deficit down to 14, and it is 33-19. Bomb at the high post. One dribble. They leave her alone, so she takes the free throw line jumper and hits it. Eight for Baum, 35-19. And in the backcourt, a travel on the Irish. Both teams are so ingrained to get that ball in and get going that sometimes they forget where they're at and they just start running into people, and that's what happened there for the Irish. Kearney Catholic ball on their own baseline. Mestel will throw it in up top to Therenbaum. A couple of dribbles to the left side. Lowers her shoulder. They have no call. Kicks it into the corner. Three-pointers off the mark. No good. And the rebound brought down by Brooke Boucher. You can hear the Irish fans. Something probably should have been called. A foul or a walk at the least. I'm sure the officials in hindsight would tell you the same thing. As Boucher's three rattles out. No good. And Sokolowski will get her first rebound of the game. Stars run. Mestel drives. Kicks it out on the wing. Prasoski for three. It's in and out. No good. Mestel gets the rebound. And she'll score. 7 in the quarter and 15 in the game for Michaela Mestel. 37-19. Stars lead it with 3:10 to go here in the first half. On the left wing with it, O'Malley. Mandy drives into the paint, tries to go baseline, but the only person there is going to be Mestel. She'll make the steal. Wants to run, doesn't have numbers. Studi, the trailer, will put the jumper up. It's no good. And Therenbaum will punch the ball out of bounds. It'll belong to St. Pat's. 2:57 to go before halftime. 37-19, Kearney Catholic. Glad you're along with us here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Alberry at the high post, dribbles down the right side of the lane, puts it off the glass and in. A play that could continue to work for the Irish right there. Good dribble drive penetration. 6 in the quarter, 9 in the game for Alberry. 37-21 Stars. Skip pass to Sokolowski. Baseline Studi. 11-footer comes up short. Ball being tipped around. Of course, Lawrence is on the bench with three fouls for the Irish. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Stars. Here comes Megan Anderson in for Kearney Catholic. Also, Kayla Shundoff will enter into the ball game. And it will be St. Pat's basketball. Trailing by 16 with 2:20 to go. It was a 13-point game at the end of one. O'Malley in traffic. Anderson trying to steal it. They're right out at midcourt. They're able to get by. Boucher bounce pass down to Alberry. Good up and under. Shot blocked underneath once, twice, and out of bounds to the Irish. Therenbaum with her third block. And the Irish to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Dump it into the right-hand corner to O'Malley. Working around the perimeter, Alberry. Back out to Mandy. A long three-pointer off the front of the iron. It's no good. Offensive rebound put back up by Boucher. No good. Got it again. Put it up. Blocked by Anderson, and now foul. Two free throws coming up for Anna O'Malley. So the Irish tenacity starting to pick up a little more here. The foul is on Shundoff for first. First free throw is up, and it is in for Anna O'Malley. 37-22 is your score. Kearney Catholic by 15. Second free throw is good. So after going 0 of 7 in the first quarter, St. Pat's is 6 of 6 in the second quarter from the free throw line. 37-23, Kearney Catholic calling on the right wing. 1:45 to go in the first half. Shundoff up top, Mestel. Open three is on the way. No good. Rebound yanked down by Alberry. Gives it off to Byrne. Byrne's outlet pass is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Irish. Inbounds pass to O'Malley. Anna, top circle. Bounce pass left side. Alberry, long three. Almost banked it in. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Mestel. Trying to outrace everybody to the other end. She's fouled and she scores. Top, top shot by Mestel. O'Malley was hanging all over. Anna with her first foul. And Mestel with 9 in the quarter and 17 in the first half. Calling out, or calling in, Prasoski out for the Stars. Pretty impressive girls' hoops right now. Free throw is on the way, and Mestel drains it. 10 in the quarter. Stars have 17 total. 10 of those are from Mestel here in quarter number two. The lead back out to 17, 40-23. Irish break the press. O'Malley has an open three, so Mandy fires it up. It's no good. Another rebound for Michaela Mestel. And Mestel will bring the ball across the timeline. Fire at left-hand corner. Colling, bounce pass to the baseline. Beautiful pass from Baum into Anderson, the cutter, who lays it up and in. you can tell that these girls have been playing together quite a while, because most teams could not run the play they just ran. 42-23. So just when the Irish were starting to chip away, the Stars are back up by 19. Albury drives, some contact, the shot comes up short. The ball is deflected out to Mestel. Give her credit for the loose ball rebound. We're down to 45 seconds to go in the half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Skip pass over to Colling. Couldn't handle it cleanly. Gives it to Mestel. Mestel forces it into Anderson. Stars trying to be a little too fine here with their passes. They do get the ball back, though. Right elbow with it is Theron Baum. They're going to call her for a travel. A little stutter step there as she was trying to decide what she wanted to do. Just the third turnover of the game for the Stars compared to 15 for the Irish. 42-23, Kearney Catholic. 25 seconds to go in the half. The Irish come across the timeline. Again, the pass is deflected, but it's run down by Mandy O'Malley. To Anna, back to Mandy. Anderson on her, drives around to the baseline. Passes it inside. There's Albury. Has her shot blocked by Kayla Shundoff. The Stars push it up the floor with 8 seconds. Colling all the way in, throws up the runner, and it goes in. Why not? Everything else has this half. And we are at halftime with one of the most impressive halves in girls basketball I have ever seen from Kearney Catholic. They just put up 44 on an undefeated North Platte St. Pat's team. At the half, the Irish 44, or excuse me, the Stars 44, the Irish 23. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Keep it here on ESPN Radio.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to Amherst High School. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report during our Amherst Holiday Tournament opening day. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, in a battle of undefeated girls teams, it is Kearney Catholic 44 and North Platte St. Pat's 23. That is the largest lead of the game right here at halftime. And as I said before we went to break, it may be the most impressive half of basketball, and I've been covering the Stars for 15 years. That may be the most impressive half of girls basketball I've ever seen. And Don Lease, the boys basketball coach, you'd like to see that kind of half out of your guys this afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. That was amazing. You know, up and down, shooting the ball. You know, they played great defense. You know, if we could duplicate that, that would be awesome.
It also helps, and I don't know that it'll be the same way in the boys' game, but it helps when you're playing a team that wants to play the same up-style tempo that you do.
Yep, and that's, you know, North Platte St. Pat's girls want to get up and down, and then our girls want to get up and down, and you know, St. Pat's started off with some turnovers, and then they start off missing some shots there. They even went to the free throw line about four or five times there and went 0 for 5 during that time. And so they got off to a shaky start, and our girls got off to a great start. Our game, St. Pat's likes to get up and down the court. We like to get up and down the court. But I could also see, where both teams will, take their time on some things too. And that's one of the things, I told our kids, one thing you're going to have to do is be able to adjust sometimes, if it's not an up-tempo game like we want it to be, you're going to have to be able to be patient on some things. And there's tonight, I think we're going to have to be patient on some stuff because they play solid defense.
Kearney Catholic boys coach Don Lease is with us here at the half. They've always given you, and by they, I mean North Platte St. Pat's, this has always been an interesting battle. Football has had a little bit there. Has a rivalry developed between the two schools?
It's a very competitive games all the time. Football, basketball. Our kids, Alex and Dave Squires played on a traveling team, and they had a couple of St. Pat's kids on it this summer. And, they got to know them and stuff and, got joking around and everything. But it is. It's one of those, when it's on the field or on the court, they're both teams are going at it. But then once the game's over, it's always, hey, how you doing, talking and stuff. But when we're on the field and on the court, we both of us go at it. It's a good game. It's one of those games that you look forward to playing. It's going to be against a solid, solid basketball team. They've kicked our rears the last 2 years on the boards. And that's one of the things that we harped on yesterday is make sure that we get a body on somebody because watching film and over the last 2 years, on the games, they've just whipped us on the boards.
How do you change that? I guess what have you been – are there specific things or is that more of a – Cause the kids always hustle, so yep. I can't say that's not an effort issue.
Nope, it's not an effort issue. It's just a matter of getting there and getting in the right spots. It's one of those things. Sometimes we do a lot of pressing and trapping and stuff, and so we're out of position on some things. And we just stress that when you do get into those situations, you got to make sure that we're sending five to the boards. Because last couple of years we sent three to the board and it hasn't quite worked because we wanted to get out and go. This time we're going to make sure, I don't know how many timeouts I have and stuff, but, to call and everything. But, that's an emphasis is to get on the boards today.
Don Lease is with us here, head boys coach at Kearney Catholic. I mentioned during the first half of this girls game that maybe the girls were eager to finally get some competition to go against. It's no secret that the last few opponents haven't had stellar records, although Overton did play you guys pretty darn tough. They kept coming back on you. Is that, do you think, maybe the case for these guys? They're looking forward to this game from a competition level?
I hope so. After we got done practicing yesterday, I was like, wow, what there's going to be a lot of teams that will be able to beat us after. But, you go 5 days off. And then you come back, and it's like I told our coaches, it kind of looked like a, second or third practice in November. Things were going off the wall, passes were, bouncing off their chests and stuff. But we're looking forward to this game. Like I said, we haven't beat St. Pat's for a long time in basketball. And our kids understand that this is a good game. Win or lose, we're going to take some things out of this game and stuff. Hopefully it's on the winning side, though.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you after the game, but best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Don Lease, head boys coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here. Halftime of our girls game. The Stars are in control, 44-23. We'll look at the stats in a moment. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Here's a look at the first half stats that I had in the ball game. First of all, for North Platte St. Pat's, Anna O'Malley, 4 points and a rebound. Mandy O'Malley, 6 points, four rebounds. Sam Byrne, 2 points, three rebounds. Brooke Boucher, three rebounds. Shelby Alberry, 9 points, four rebounds. Brittany Lawrence, 2 points and three rebounds. 10 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second at the half for the Irish. 23 points, 18 rebounds. They missed their first 7 free throws, made their next 6, so they're 6 of 13 from the line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 2 block shots, 15 turnovers for the Irish. Foul situation, Brittany Lawrence, their 6'3 junior center, has 3, and Sam Byrne and Mandy O'Malley have 2. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel has a game-high 18 points, 6 rebounds. Shayla Connor has a rebound. Allie Prasoski has hit a three-point bucket for her total. She has 1 rebound. Whitney Colling, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Theron Baum, 8 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 3 points and a rebound. And Megan Anderson, 6 points and 2 blocks. Kayla Shundoff also has a block shot. Kearney Catholic had 23 points in the first quarter, 21 in the second, and at the half, 44 points, 17 rebounds. They are 6 of 9 from the free throw line, 2 of 9 from three-point land, 6 block shots and only 3 turnovers. Foul situation, Shayla Connor has 3, Allie Prasoski and Bailey Sokolowski each have 2. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Kearney Catholic 44, North Platte St. Pat's 23. The second half is next.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter. They've got a set play for a back cut to Theron Baum, and Baum will lay it up and in. And the Stars start off with an easy bucket to make it 46-23. And they are not going to let up. They know that this is a game that they're going to see some tough competition, so they're going to hang right in there, continue that zone press. And this time the Irish throw over the top of it, get it down the low block to Alberry, forces it inside to Byrne. Underneath she is. She'll scoop it up and score. Second bucket for Sam Byrne. Long outlet pass for the Stars. They get it to Theron Baum. She got tripped up, but by who? Alberry or Lawrence? It's going to be on Alberry. And Theron a little slow to get up. She tries to shake it off, and she goes to the free throw line. Ooh. Looks like she will come to the sideline. We'll take a look at her. I don't know if she bit her tongue or what happened. They're going to say it's a non-shooting foul. And on the inbounds, a three-pointer for Connor, who came in, is no good. Lawrence will get the rebound, and then her pass is immediately stolen away. Kick it out to Prasoski, whose 10-footer is good. Prasoski hits the little 10-footer, her second bucket, and the Stars now up 48-25. Full court pressure is on. The Stars not able to get the steal. This time they lob it down to Lawrence. She's fouled on the shot by Megan Anderson, and the shot will not go. Two free throws here for Brittany Lawrence. The second leading scorer on the team held to just 2 points in the first half of play because of that foul trouble. The free throw is off the front of the iron, no good. Lawrence is 6'3", but she has got a lot of frame yet to fill out. She's going to be a star volleyball player at Creighton as she hits the second free throw. She was suited up for varsity her freshman year, of course, because of that height. Played a little more off the bench last year, but just for 6'3", isn't going to elbow you around a whole lot. She is a very slender 6'3" in there. As Sokolowski on the give and go gets it to Mestel. Mestel's runner's no good. Anderson backside rebound, and she's fouled on the putback. And it looks like the foul is on Alberry. That'll be her second. And at the line to shoot two will be Megan Anderson. That's actually Megan's first rebound of the ball game. They haven't had to use her much inside. Free throw is up and in. It's a good day for the Kearney Catholic starters. Everybody is getting involved. Anderson with 7 points. And, of course, when you've got 49 points up and now make it 50 points up just 90 seconds into the second half, you know you're on fire. This is just an amazing performance by the Stars so far. 50-26, Kearney Catholic with the lead by 24. They were up by 20. The Irish cut it to 14. That's as close as it's been since. Try to force it into Alberry. Sokolowski bats it away. Prasoski comes up with a loose ball. Doesn't have numbers. Gets Anderson the trailer. She looks for somebody to dish it to. That'll be Mestel. Mestel comes down the lane. Scoop shot off the glass and in. 20 points for Michaela Mestel, and it is 52-26. The Stars just continue to show they had no rust on them from the layoff. Long pass down to Lawrence. Doesn't take the shot. Instead, out for three to Alberry from the top of the key, and it is no good. Michaela Mestel will grab her seventh rebound, and the Stars will bring it across the timeline. Again, the Kearney Catholic girls just have not been tested in the second half yet this year as Anderson inside takes it at Lawrence. Well defended, and the shot is no good. Alberry will bring down the rebound. There's no doubt that the Stars are trying to take it at Lawrence, get that fourth foul on her. Right wing with it is going to be O'Malley. Gets it to Byrne. Byrne shot partially blocked by Colling. Alberry got the rebound underneath. Three Stars, and they're going to give credit to Mestel for the blocked shot. And it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball coming out of there with it. I mean, the last five scores, here's the last four scores for Kearney Catholic, and three of these on the road. 80-27, 74-23, 70-20, and 82-17. Before that, 65-32, 72-30, 63-30, 64-33 over the defending state champs. Nobody's played them within 20. Inbounds pass is blocked by Alberry as Anderson went in for the shot. As we come to the other end, the shot no good, blocked, and now finally a foul. Sokolowski apparently blocked the first one, and Theron Baum called for the foul on the second attempt. That'll be her first foul, and at the line will be Brooke Boucher looking for her first point of the ballgame. And Brooke, the transfer in from Maxwell, a senior, puts it up and in. 52-27 Stars, and Mestel will check out. Of course, Michaela should know how to shoot here. This is the gym she kind of grew up in with her parents over here at Amherst. Second free throw is in and out, no good. A little collision in the lane. Anderson is able to grab the ball and keep her balance. Outlet to Prasoski on the right side. Dribbles it across the timeline. Stops and goes out top to Theron Baum. She's outside the arc. Left wing to Colling. Bounce pass to the low post. There's Anderson. Turnaround jumper blocked and taken away by Brittany Lawrence. The third block of the game for Lawrence. Irish will get the ball up the floor to O'Malley. Crossover dribble. Swings it to the left wing to Alberry. Can't get the three out top. The ball knocked away by Colling. It's a sprint for it. Whitney and O'Malley. Whitney trying to find a shot, and then O'Malley's going to be called for the foul. Good defense by Mandy O'Malley. Colling might have got away with a travel there. But in the end, she'll go to the line and shoot two. First trip to the line for Whitney Colling, who has 6 points and a couple of boards. The free throw is in. 53-27, Kearney Catholic in a battle of unbeaten teams. Checking in, Shayla Connor for Kearney Catholic and Anna O'Malley for St. Pat's. Again, just can't stress how St. Pat's has played Kearney Catholic close and beaten them every year in this holiday tournament. And when you both come in unbeaten, to see a 26, now 27-point margin as Colling hits the second free throw, it's just astounding. 54-27 Stars with 4:35 to go here in the first half. As the ball's stolen away, Sokolowski gets it to Connor, who dribbled it off her leg, and out of bounds it goes. So each team turns it over. Don't forget the Ravenna Holiday Tournament currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9 in the girls' consolation game. Loup City defeated Overton 43-39. Loup City wins that one. Centura is getting ready at this hour to play in the boys' consolation game against Overton, who played Ravenna tough yesterday. And right now, a foul call on the Stars as they trap Byrne on the far side. And the only person really not having a lot of fun today is Shayla Connor, because that's her fourth personal foul. Shayla, who has shown that she can score in double figures, hasn't scored today, has a rebound, but four fouls, so she'll come out. 54-27 Stars, 4:10 to go third quarter. Anna O'Malley at the top of the circle, swings it over to Mandy in the corner to Lawrence. Lawrence tries to drop it inside to Alberry. Baum got a hand on it. It's loose. We've got a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of the Irish. So they'll get to throw it in here with 4 minutes and change to go in the third quarter of play. And we'll give you some college football updates. Frank Solich and the Ohio Bobcats, 24-7 over Louisiana Monroe, 4:15 to go in the second quarter. That's a little bit of a surprise after the way they finished the season. Inbounds to Albury. Her three-point attempt is no good. It's saved into Theron Baum. Baum outlet to Studi. Back to Theron. Three-pointer top of the key. Nothing but net. Third three of the game by Kearney Catholic, and Theron Baum now with 13 points in the game. 57-27 Stars. The Irish with a basketball. Here's Albury. Lost the handle. It's dribbled and picked up by Theron Baum. And she throws it away, so we have to give them an exchange of turnovers on that. And the Irish will get the ball. But that's 20 turnovers for St. Pat's compared to 5 for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer Jeff Babel, with you at the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament. Right now, it is St. Pat's basketball, down 57-27 in a battle of unbeatens. They get it to Byrne. She'll put the runner in the lane, up off the window, and score. 6 points now for Sam Byrne, and that makes it 57-29. She has both field goals in this third quarter for the Irish to mix in with a couple of free throws. Studi, no on the three, gives it to Colling, back up top there, and Baum for three. Lawrence has to come out, get a hand in her face. The shot is no good. And it bounces off one of the green-clad Irish and out of bounds. Well, Kearney Catholic has 57 points, and it's not because they're shooting the three-pointer well. They're 3 out of 12. As we have more substitutions here, the Stars definitely have more depth than the Irish. In fact, the Irish only suit 11. And they've really only brought in one girl off the bench, and that's the O'Malleys. So they're only playing about 6 kids, while the Stars are able to play at least 8 or 9. Here is an open three on the right wing, up and in for Michaela Mestel. That's 23 in the ball game. 60-29, Kearney Catholic. North Platte St. Pat's with Anna O'Malley. Gives it off to Boucher, back to Anna across the timeline, weaving their way through traffic. Ball nearly tied up. Prasoski knocks it away, but Allie is too aggressive, and she'll be called for the foul. That'll be the third foul on Allie Prasoski. That is the fourth foul of the half on Kearney Catholic. It was 23-10 at the end of one, 44-23 at half, and now it is 60-29 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Right elbow with it is Byrne. She puts up an offhanded jumper, went with the left-hand shot put, and it's no good. Rebound is tipped out to Studi. Studi has it stolen away by O'Malley. Nice play by Mandy O'Malley, but they can't attack the hoop. Here's a long three for Anna O'Malley. It's off the heel, no good. High in the air for the rebound is going to be Megan Anderson, and over the back is going to be called on the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. Let's see who they call it on. It looks like Sam Byrne. That'll be her third and the team's fourth of the half. And Michaela Mestel will walk the ball up the court this time. Now as things clear out, she'll sprint up the floor, try to lob it to Anderson. It's tipped, but Megan grabs it back to Bailey. Bailey in the lane, drives and got a hand check before she can get the shot away. Foul is on Sam Byrne again, and she just went from 2 fouls to 4 fouls in 10 seconds. So she's out and Albury's in. Baum is out and Sokolowski is out for Kearney Catholic. Stars will have it underneath their own hoop. Throw it into the left wing to Prasoski. Prasoski right back to Mestel. The baseline jumper from 10 is up and in. 7 in the quarter and 25 in the game for Michaela Mestel. 62-29, the Irish trying to break the press. Get it across the timeline to Anna O'Malley. Dribbles it off a foot. Then it's ripped away by Megan Anderson. Anderson outlet pass, trying to get it is Prasoski. Numbers aren't there, but at least she got the possession. To Studi, to Anderson. Jump pass, slapped away, but the Stars grab it. Rotated to the top of the circle with Theron Baum. Back to Prasoski. Long three by Allie. And the jumper is no good. Rebound ricochets out into the corner to Mandy O'Malley, her fifth, and the outlet pass is stolen away. Mestel, great bounce pass to Prasoski. The layup is good. And timeout, Kearney Catholic, to sub some players into this basketball game. With 1:10 remaining in the third quarter, it's Kearney Catholic 64 and North Platte St. Pat's 29. This timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, which is available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. We're at the concession stand right here in Amherst, and we'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers.
Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
A minute 10 remaining here in the third quarter, and North Platte St. Pat's has the basketball here. Trying to just finish things out. They've got a quarter to play. Got to find a way to get better, as the Stars have had their number today. And the jumper from O'Malley. Anna hits it. She now has six. A little 12-footer from the right wing. 64-31, Kearney Catholic, who will play in the championship game tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9. And the Stars will turn it over. Lawrence knocking it away and getting the steal. Consolations tomorrow are at 11 and 12:45. The girls' championship is at 2:30. The boys at 4:15 as the Stars come away with another steal. Down to Calling, and they call her for a walk at the other end. I thought it was a pretty good 360 pirouette on her pivot foot, but Bob Jensen, who was right there, says, nope, that's a travel. Should have got a good photo of that one. 26 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Into the ball game for North Platte St. Pat's is, well, we got to check here. We've got a new number out there as the ball is thrown inside, and it's going to be taken away by Michaela Mestel. Ninth turnover of the quarter. Up the floor, here come the Stars with 7 seconds in the quarter. Baum kicks it out to Mestel, has to take the quick three, and it rattles off the rim, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. And by the way, the young lady that checked in, Tony Cadillo, checked into the ball game there. After three, it's 64-31, Kearney Catholic. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament here on ESPN Radio.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, here at Amherst High School, where we start the fourth quarter of play. Kearney Catholic will get the ball, leading it 64-31, putting on a clinic here against a very good St. Pat's team, which you got to expect is going to be at the state tournament in C2. But right now, it's not their day. Theron Baum to the left elbow drives. They sag off her. She'll take the 11-footer. No good. Sokolowski grabs the rebound, kicks it out, gets it back, doesn't take the shot. And they'll rotate it around. Back to Sokolowski, low block. She'll force the jumper. No good. Lawrence will get her sixth rebound. Outlet pass to O'Malley. Mandy brings it across the timeline. Leaves it off on the left wing for Byrne. Back over to O'Malley. Swings it right side for Boucher. Albury, the leading scorer on the season for St. Pat's, didn't score last quarter, but she still leads the team with nine. Here's a three-pointer on the left wing. No good by Boucher. Lawrence, the second chance. No good. Another chance. O'Malley, and she'll dribble out of there. Set the offense up. Albury to Boucher. Boucher drives on its Byrne. Byrne drives and gets fouled. Sam will go to the line and shoot two. Well, after starting the game 0 of 7 from the line, the Irish are much better. They're 8 of 10 since then. The foul on Theron Baum is her second. And the first free throw by Sam Byrne is good. She's got 7 points. The Stars are 10 of 13 at the line, 8 of 17 for St. Pat's. 25 points for Michaela Mestel. 13 for Theron Baum to lead the Stars. Second free throw is short, and it comes down to Bailey Sokolowski, who grabs her third rebound. Probably won't be a whole lot of time left here for the starters in the game for Coach Rick Petrie, especially when you don't have a JV game. The rest of the girls are chomping at the bit to get in there. Right elbow, Sokolowski, give and go to Mestel. Mestel dribbles it off her foot, and out of bounds it goes. 9 turnovers now by Kearney Catholic, 6 in the second half. 24 is what I have for St. Pat's. 8 in the first, 7 in the second, 9 in the third. St. Pat's is going to suffer their first defeat of the year and have to play tomorrow morning at 11. against either Amherst or Ogallala. Here's a three-pointer by Boucher. No good. Albury with the rebound, and then they're going to call Sokolowski with the foul. Might have blocked the shot, but she was pretty bodied up on her. And for Bailey, that'll be her third. And at the line to shoot two, Shelby Albury. She is 4 of 7 at the line. And she'll make this one. So she missed her first three. She's made 5 in a row since. Kearney Catholic, when they get done with the holiday tournament, will be back in action next weekend as the second free throw is up. And it is in. Albury now at 11 points. They have a road game at Wood River on Thursday the 3rd, and then host Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday the 4th. As Mestel has her pocket picked, and then Michaela commits the foul, and they're going to call an intentional foul on Michaela Mestel for shoving Mandy O'Malley, and you never see that. And there was a little frustration out there for some reason, but at the line, Mandy O'Malley to shoot two because they called it an intentional foul. That's actually the first foul on Mestel. I don't know exactly what was going on out there. That was kind of a weird place to see an intentional foul. The second free throw is up, and it is in. 64-36. So all 5 points here in the quarter been from the free throw line. If this was a closer game, Coach Petrie might take a timeout to discuss that with the officials, but this has not been in doubt since halftime. 64-36 Stars, and with the intentional foul, the Irish will get the basketball. Back cut, they get it down low. Nice cut, but Byrne missed the short jumper, and that's the way the day has went for the Irish. Theron Baum gets her 8th rebound to Prasoski in the front court, out on the right wing to Sokolowski. Almost dropped it out of bounds. Corrals it. Goes it back into the corner to Prasoski. Alley tripping. Gets it over to Colling. Stars just need to settle it down here as the Irish try to put some more pressure on with Mestel out of the game. Inside, there's a nice bounce pass to Baum. And as she spins, put the shot up, she'll draw the foul. Theron goes back to the line, and the foul is on Shelby Albury. That is her third. Theron is 2 of 3 at the line. She has 13 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks, according to my book. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's good. 14 for Theron Baum. Don't forget, at the end of the game, that's actually the first point of the fourth quarter, over 2 minutes in for the Stars. At the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Theron Baum hits them both, and a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic. 5:51 to go in our ball game, and it is 66-36 Stars. We're back in a minute on ESPN.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
We are back here at Amherst High School getting ready for the last 5:45 of our basketball game. Kearney Catholic with the commanding 66-36 lead as Lawrence gets it down to Albury. Albury has it blocked by Anderson, her third block shot. And the Stars have had a ton of block shots. They're almost to double digits. I think that's 9 of them I have scratched down here. Anderson, they're going to let her shoot the three, so she says, why not? It comes up short, no good. And the rebound is tipped in by Sokolowski. Gets it to Anderson, who kicks it in the right-hand corner to Whitney Colling. Colling kicks it back out on the elbow. Now down low to Anderson. Anderson tries to force it up, and there's Lawrence with her fourth block for St. Pat's, and wrestling the ball out of there will be Mandy O'Malley. 66-36, Kearney Catholic, 5 minutes to go in the game. Irish with the ball on the left wing, O'Malley. Backside lob. There's Byrne open for the layup. 9 points for Sam Byrne. That's the alley-oop in the NBA or in college men, but here in basket in high school, you're just going to see a nice little lob play, and it works out for the Irish. 66-38. With it is Sokolowski. Skip pass in the left-hand corner to Anderson. Anderson looking for the cutter and doesn't make the pass. Back up to Colling. Down low on the block is Theron Baum. Double team. Spins to the left hand. No good. Anderson the rebound, and she's fouled. A double team Baum, so nobody was there to box out Megan Anderson, and she'll be fouled by Brittany Lawrence, and that will be her fourth personal foul. For St. Pat's this year, their lowest point output, 51 against Sutherland, and they're going to have to work to get there today. As the free throw is on the way by Anderson and good, Megan now has 9 points in the ball game. And coming back in is Connor and Mestel for Kearney Catholic. And a second free throw here by Megan Anderson. On the way, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. Comes down strong into the hands of Albury, who records her eighth rebound, which is a team high for the Irish. 67-38 Stars with three free throws in the quarter. As they've really kind of backed it down here, try to get it into Lawrence, and Theron Baum with the reach in, called for her third foul, and that will put Lawrence at the line to shoot the 1-1. Brittany has been held to just 3 points in this basketball game, and Baum has done a great job with help from Sokolowski and Anderson doubling down on her. And the front end of the 1-1 is going to rattle off no good, and the ball is deflected out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. Albury was able to keep it alive, and it will be Kerry Slattery into the ball game here for the Irish. She drifts into the right-hand corner. They look for Lawrence underneath. The Stars are ready, and they bat the ball out of bounds. Coming back, it will be Sokolowski and Shundoff for the Stars, and Colling and Anderson will check out. 4:08 to go. Inbounds pass comes into the corner to Lawrence. Try to set up a three over there. She's covered, so they try to dump it inside to Lawrence. The ball tipped away. First turnover of the fourth quarter for the Irish. The tip by Theron Baum. Top of the key, looks at the three, backs in, kicks it back out. Sokolowski, Bailey for three. It's no good. The ball deflects out of bounds to the Irish. Kearney Catholic's kind of got away from running their offense right now. Some of the post players who don't get to shoot threes very often are casting them up, and they haven't went in lately. Here's Slattery with it. Right wing, bounce pass up top to O'Malley. Ball's going to be knocked away. Steal made by Mestel. Mestel up ahead to Connor, trying to find the handle. And then she walks through the basketball. Into the ball game for the Irish. Here comes Natalie Mackley, 5'7 senior. Albury will hit the bench and get ready for a consolation game tomorrow. Now for St. Pat's, they don't play Ogallala out in the West, so whether it's Ogallala or Amherst tomorrow, it'll be somebody they don't normally play. Irish with the basketball here, trailing 67-38 Stars in total command, and they've only scored 3 points here in the quarter. As they put it on cruise control, they're packing that zone in. Here's O'Malley for three. Anna puts it up, and it's off the iron, no good. Theron Baum will grab rebound number 9 in the game for her. Long pass to Shundoff, who takes it in. Partially blocked, got her own rebound off the block of Lawrence. And a three-pointer at the top of the key is up, and it is in by Sokolowski. And Kearney Catholic will take another timeout to sub in some players. With 2:57 to go in the ball game, it is 70-38 Kearney Catholic, and this timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for a Little Caesars pizza, available right now at West 39th Street in Kearney or right here at the Amherst concession stand. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We are back to action here as Cadillo checks in as well for North Platte St. Pat's. Nozicka is in. Driving in is O'Malley. She got trapped in there, and instead of a travel, we're going to get a foul called on the Stars. We'll try and set both lineups for you here in just a second. Checking in is McKenna Butler for Kearney Catholic. Matty Squires is in there. The foul was on Butler. And the first free throw on the front end of the 1-1 is no good by Anna O'Malley, and the rebound brought down by Matty Squires, who gives it to Connor. Shayla to Studi. Kayla Shundoff stays in there, and they try to lob it to her. They overshoot her, and the ball is stolen away by Anna O'Malley. O'Malley pushes it all the way up the floor, throws up a wild shot. It's no good. The ball deflected out of bounds. It'll belong to Kearney Catholic. Looked like Matty Squires may have partially blocked the shot there. 2:15 to go in the game. 70-38, Kearney Catholic. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up. We'll give you the final stats, then get you ready for the boys' game between the Irish and the Stars. Kearney Catholic undefeated. The Irish boys just one loss. Scheduled to start about 3:15. Swing it over to the left wing. With it is going to be Butler. Butler inside. Squires, no good. Got the rebound. Put it up and in. Matty Squires with the offensive put back. And that makes it 72-38, Kearney Catholic. Cadillo brings it across the timeline. Has it knocked away by Connor. And then a long outlet pass trying to get it to Shayla is taken right back by Slattery and the Irish. Here's Carey across the timeline. Swings it left side. Dumps it into the corner for Mackley. Mackley back out on the left wing. Playing keep away. O'Malley has an open three at the top of the key. It comes up short. No good. Long rebound comes out to Carey Slattery. The Irish are 0 of 7 beyond the arc here in the second half. They hit three in a row from the end of the first to the start of the second. That's been it. As the pocket is picked, the steal is made by Kayla Shundoff. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout just to sub in some players here for Kearney Catholic. 1:11 to go in the fourth quarter, and neither team says that they need to come over to the bench. Coming in for Kearney Catholic will be Alana Bach. Also checking in is Brooke Muesch. And who else did we see come in? Courtney Shundoff checks in. Here's a three in the corner for the Stars on the way by McKenna Butler. No good. Nobody can grab the loose ball. It bounces off one of the Irish players, Cadillo, and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Stars. So everybody's seeing a little playing time here as we're now under a minute to go. Inbounds pass into the hands of Brooke Muesch. Muesch hits the runner. So Brooke gets in the scorebook, 74-38. As the Irish looking for another bucket, maybe get a couple of their girls in the score column. Cadillo into the corner to Bree Sainer. Sainer gets it back up top to Nozicka. On the left wing to Cadillo. Left-hand corner, they go to Mackley. Just playing catch around the perimeter. No one really looking to attack. Looking inside, and it's just not going to happen there. Slattery out on the right side of the key. Takes a couple of dribbles into the double team. Throws it up top. Down to 20 seconds to go. Slattery finally takes the shot. Comes up short off the iron. No good. Matty Squires gets her third rebound. Stars have one more chance with 12 seconds to go in the game. Leave it off on the right wing for Courtney Shundoff, who gets it over to Muesch. Throws it to Bach. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The Stars are just going to hold the ball and let the clock expire. In a battle of unbeatens, it is domination for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars as they down North Platte St. Pat's 74-38 to improve to 9-0. The Irish will fall to 7-1, and we'll have all the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to Amherst, where it is time for our first Misco Sports postgame show of the day. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, thanking you for your business in 2012 and wishing you a happy new year. For North Platte St. Pat's, Anna O'Malley, 6 points, one rebound. Mandy O'Malley, 8 points, six rebounds. Carrie Slattery had one rebound. Sam Byrne, 9 points, three rebounds. Brooke Boucher, 1 point, three rebounds. Shelby Alberry led the team with 11 points, eight rebounds, and a blocked shot. And Brittany Lawrence, the 6'3 junior, was held to 3 points, seven rebounds, and five blocked shots. 18 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 13 in the first half and 7 of 12 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 3 of 11 in the first half, 0 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers for the Irish, 15 in the first half and 13 in the second half. North Platte St. Pat's had 23 points at halftime. They were held to 15 in the second half for a season-low 38 points, 31 rebounds, 13 out of 25 at the free throw line, 3 of 18 from three-point land, 6 block shots, and 28 turnovers. North Platte St. Pat's, their first loss to go to 7-1. They'll play tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. against either Amherst or Ogallala. And then when they get done with the holiday tournament, their next game is at Hayes Center on the 3rd, and they'll host Cozad on the 5th. We'll look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And we are back at the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Doug Duden ready to take a look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, led today by Michaela Mestel, 25 game-high points, and that's without scoring in the fourth quarter. She had seven rebounds and a blocked shot and numerous steals. Shayla Connor, one rebound. Allie Prasoski, 7 points and a rebound. Whitney Colling, 8 points, two rebounds. Morgan Studi had a rebound. Theron Baum, 15 points, a game-high nine rebounds and three blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 6 points, four rebounds and a block. Brooke Muse, 2 points. Maddie Squires, 2 points, three rebounds and a block. Kayla Shundoff had a block. And Megan Anderson, 9 points, four rebounds and three blocks. 17 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 9 in the first half and 7 of 8 in the second half. 3 point shooting for the Stars, 2 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 44 points at halftime. They score 30 in the second half, and the Stars finish with 74 points, 32 rebounds, 13 out of 17 at the free throw line, 4 of 19 from three-point land, 10 block shots, and just 13 turnovers as the Stars dominate North Platte St. Pat's in a battle of unbeatens. 74-38, the Stars are now 9-0, and they will play in the championship game tomorrow at 2:30 against the Amherst Ogallala winner on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back in about 15 minutes, a 3:15 tip-off for the St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic boys. Till then, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, saying thanks for your business, and they look forward to serving you in 2013. Also on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, boys basketball right now, Centura and Overton from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. 74-38, Kearney Catholic wins the girls' game. Keep it here for more high school hoops from the Amherst Holiday Tournament.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.